Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. Let's continue our discussion of the Grimm Fairy Tales.
All right, on to the next issue, third issue. We're doing Hansel and Gretel on this one. Hansel and Gretel. Fuck your face. This one was penciled by Alexander Benhazi. Inks were done by Blake Wilk. Colors by Eric Rodriguez. So, we start out. These guys are...
Trash.
17. Okay, so, high schoolers, again. And this lady, this girl, looks like a lady of the night.
Dude, did you really just call her a lady of the night?
I did.
Dude, she's dressed up like a hooker.
Fishnets, a really cute, look, short, scarlet dress.
It's not the fact that she's wearing the fishnets or anything. It's the fact that she's trying to sneak out of her house wearing very skimpy clothes.
Mm-hmm. You know she's out to... down to clown.
She was probably just trying to have a good time, but...
All right. But the dad and the mom see her trying to sneak out.
Pathetic at sneaking.
Yeah, lights are like, on.
Dude, she rolled a one.
Kronk. She's Kronk from Emperor's New Groove. But they stop her from walking out. And I know you said they're trash.
Their house is a little janky, and it's a little dirty. The stepmom or mom?
That's mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's literally walking around her house in negligee.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Then again, like, the daughter. Why do you think the daughter's dressed up like a lady of the night?
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying.
Don't get me wrong. Probably why. Would you stop calling him a lady of the night?
Yeah, it's like
what are you, Ron Weasley? Anyway.
So.
They start pulling the whole FBI wannabe parent thing, like they say in here. That they're
well,
like,
that the siblings say, but
oh yeah, but like
that's also just a parent thing. I mean, come on.
Exactly. If my daughter, my son was, I don't know, the equivalent dressed, about to leave the house, like, where the hell are you going? No.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're not wrong.
If my son was dressed like that, I would definitely ask him where the fuck he was going.
I would be really wondering, like, where are you going?
And Brandon would be like, and can I get the address?
Yeah, can I come too? You kids are so cool. You'd be like the mom from Mean Girls.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that really worked out real well for her.
Yeah.
So Gina, the girl, the 17-year-old, goes back up to her room and starts packing some of her clothes. Her brother, Hank, who I'm thinking is like 15, maybe? They don't give his age.
Yeah.
But younger brother. Yeah. So
Hank's talking to her, and he's like, so you're running away? And she's like, yeah, I'm going to hitch a ride. And he's like, maybe I should go with you.
Which I don't get why he won't go with her. Like, just... Maybe. I mean, he's trying to protect her, sure, but...
Dude, look, it's a good thing he went with her. Look how she's trying to pick up a ride.
Well, yes.
Mm. And it sounds like
because that's how ladies of the night pick up rides. I'm working this angle, son.
Catwoman is a lady
as much
of
as
the
she's
night.
Working it.
That's fair.
But, I mean, look, hey, if you want to think about it, look how far she lifted up that skirt. If you were in the driver's seat of that car...
Where is she... So, she has her right leg out... lifting it up.
Oh, I didn't even
You're
notice.
Not seeing anything, only because the car is coming from her right, so...
Oh, yeah. No, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, if you look at where the lights are at, in this picture, it looks like the lights are shining from this side.
Behind them.
No, yeah, like...
Because of the shadow of the tree.
Yeah.
So we find out that the person that picked them up was, in fact, Sella Mathers.
But if you look at her, she's dark-complected again.
Yeah, she's darker, more like the demon chick was in the Cinderella story. She keeps changing skin tones. That's part of the magic, I guess.
Well, she's got, and we'll find this out at the very end. There's a reason why she pops up when somebody's in need with the book.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out a little bit about that here in this volume. We find out a lot more later down the road.
Yeah.
So Dr. Mathers picks up Hank and Gina and takes them to their uncle's house because that's where they wanted to go, right?
She was going to have them... When she said she was leaving, she was going to stay with some college friends.
That's right. So Hank happens to find Sella's book of fairy tales in the back seat.
Mm-hmm. The same red book with the gold filigree. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the book. This is the book with the power. Yeah. Gina just like says that fairy tales are lame stories. Hank, same thing. He kind of thinks they're just kid stories. Sella's like, no, they've got some real power to them. Like, take this story, for example. And she
Once
starts
upon a time.
And starts telling the story of Hansel and Gretel. And similar situation. You guys know the story. Hansel and Gretel...
Asked to do chores. And, you know, like, gets pissed off because she was asked to do chores.
Yeah. Family fights. They leave.
You're not my mother.
Dude, but I would just like to say that First off, her dad looks like a fucking executioner.
Yeah, he's got a literally double-sided axe.
That's bigger than his head.
Not meant for chopping wood.
No, that's not made for chopping wood.
Well, it's so you can get like those trees that are human right next to each other, and then just go boom, 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 boom.
Swing it back and forth.
Yeah.
No.
That's how that works, right?
That is a legitimate battle axe, so it's even got the metal pommel.
I know. Mm-hmm. It looks like it grows between two panels.
Yeah. Thundercats. Cool.
Of course, the men have open-chested shirts, and the women have their busts kind of
pushed out.
Yeah. The father is trying to understand why Gretel's not doing the chores. Gretel's just like, I'm not doing whatever chores this wench,
her stepmother,
wants me to do. She's not my mom. Yeah. It even gets to the point where they're sitting down for dinner, and Gretel does not want to come to dinner. And I like this because the dad tells Hansel to go get Gretel for supper. He just stands up and yells, "Hey Gretel, time for dinner."
And then do the smirk.
Exactly.
He's like, "What do you think about that, Dad?" And his dad's like, "Dude, you're a dick." Like the look on his face is just like, "You're a dick."
Yeah. He's fed up. They're both the parents are fed up. The dad and the stepmom. Mm-hmm. They're like, "Look, if you're not going to listen to our rules, get the fuck out. Like, just leave." So Gretel does. Mm-hmm. Hansel, being the more level-headed one, decides to chase after her, and he brings a loaf of bread to
because he's a dumbass.
Well, I think the loaf of bread was just for something for them to eat.
He just likes bread.
Like, who's that?
It's my lucky bread.
The father's like, "Don't worry about them." Telling the stepmom, "Don't worry about them. You know they will be okay. They'll be back before it gets dark."
And we cut to dark. And immediately, the next panel.
No, it's like it's immediately dark. Like they'll be back before dark. It's nighttime already, dumbass.
By that, I meant absolute dark.
Yeah, apparently. But they start wandering in the woods, Hansel
when
and Gretel
the moon
do.
Goes down mm-hmm. behind them.
And Hansel's trying to talk her down. Like, come on, get back. It's not that bad.
Yeah. And she's like, I can't live in the same house with her. She's terrible. Mm-hmm. And then she's the one that says she'll go stay with the aunt. But she doesn't know the way. And Hansel kind of knows the way.
But it's dark.
But, yeah, he can't really see. But they end up getting lost.
And she trips and hurts herself.
Yep.
And strategically
rips her dress.
Yeah. Right in front of her brother. I don't know what they're going for there.
Well, what
they're going for a lot.
Sexy stuff, but
stop.
I would also like to point out that if she was laying that close to the fire, she'd burn herself.
Yeah, because they make a little camp.
It's a blazing little... It looks like a little fern that's on fire. Almost.
Basically. But yeah, no, she definitely would be super hot.
She's literally laying in the fire. Like, if you look at it, because some of the flames are licking up in front of her and some of them are licking up behind her.
She's like, damn, this is
that's
warm.
Fair. You make a good point. Yeah. But they wake up and they realize that there's crows everywhere. Which crows were... Actually, I didn't realize this before. Crows are kind of a big part of most of these stories.
Crows are a big part of everything.
That's a good point. But they Hansel realizes that the crows ate all the crumbs, all the breadcrumbs he had left.
Who would have thought that birds would eat breadcrumbs?
I know. It's crazy. So they're going wandering around again. They're trying to find their way home. They're lost.
Dude, and let me tell you, they've been lost for a long ass time.
I want to say it's like a total of 2 days.
Literally. Yeah,
they left them
without food or water.
I mean, you can go, 9 days without
eating?
I can't go an hour. I will literally die. Because I have a big baby.
Plebe. I can go like 5 minutes and... Wait a minute, what were we talking about?
Anyway, so they're randomly wandering around in the woods again, and it's nighttime again.
And they find some random assholes.
Throughout the day, they apparently just slept the day, and then they decided to walk at night.
Well, they're distraught because... They just stay in that one spot with no
bread
because the crows ate it all.
No idea where they were.
But they come upon this house, which is not a candy house.
Mm-hmm. It's a log cabin.
Yeah.
Actually, it's
cut wood.
It's got a quite modern look to it for the time of what this is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
What are the shingles made out of? Unangled wood.
I mean, it's a nice house.
Yeah, it's a nice house. I'd like it.
But they go wandering. They wander to the front door, and this lady opens up who has very similar features to Dr. Stella Matthews in the real world.
Yeah.
But she invites them in, and there's all the candy. The candy's sitting on the
And there's some donuts, table. Too, and a cake. Yeah.
Basically, sweets.
Sweet rolls.
Just,
cookies.
A bunch of sweets.
Oh, let me guess. Someone stole your sweet roll. So, like, the kids are Hansel, anyways, is literally digging into these candies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the woman actually says, I am Sela. You're welcome. And she says, like, hey, go ahead and eat a bunch of this stuff. I'll bring you some drinks.
Yeah. They basically spend the night there, and Sela, the witch, mm-hmm. or call her witch because she literally is a witch,
mm-hmm. pulls a Melina.
So young, so delicious.
Yeah, she starts to... She basically traps them both. Traps Gretel... traps Hansel in a cage... And ties up Gretel and basically tells her that I will let you go if you do everything I tell you to do. Mm. And basically she forces Gretel to do chores around the house while at the same time fattening Hansel up with candy. Mm-hmm. And so that's their lot in life. So I'm assuming they're here for another day or two, maybe 3 days total.
Yeah, they said a thing in here.
Oh, 5 days, sorry. It's been 5 days. Gretel figures out where the key is to Hansel's cage, and so she's going to go steal it.
See, I'd just like to point out that I would have noticed that on day one.
Yeah, right.
I'd have totally been looking at her cleavage.
It's hiding in her cleavage.
Been like, how am I going to get the key back? Oh, I know. Oh.
I didn't mean to drop that piece of candy down there. Let me just get that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
As one of the days, as Gretel's cleaning up, she happens upon a skull. And
a human skull, by
the way. The witch is like, oh, I thought I hid that better. Like, whoops.
Yeah, eyes glow red.
Yeah, Gretel's able to push her away. Her head hits the pillar or the wall.
The wall, yeah, and leaves a bloody streak behind.
Yeah, it's like, okay, she's done dead. Awesome, nice. Usually if you have head trauma enough to
bleed out that much.
Yeah, you're bloody. Dead.
Yeah, bone's been broke.
Well, skull. At least you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. Turns out this one made her into a goblin-esque witch figure thing.
Huge.
Yeah, that just comes alive and takes a nice chunk out of Hansel's neck.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, that's fine.
And yeah, sometimes you're hungry, you know? Why wait? Grab a strudel.
And he screams at her to run. Which has to be pretty terrifying to watch your brother get his throat ripped.
Yeah, well, she chases... The witch is dragging him into another room. Gretel chases after. The witch is just digging into his chest.
Like, yeah,
hardcore face in chest, eating heart.
Like, two hands on his back.
Yeah, you know, like he was trying to do to her earlier with the key and the... Oh,
no. Yeah, no, that was you. Gretel's able to shove her into the burning fireplace. That the roaring fireplace that's on fire there.
It's only roaring when she's in there. Roar.
God damn it. No, that's fair. That's fair. And then, you know, Hansel dies and it doesn't have any resolution. Like, Gretel is now in this house with a burning witch demon. Hansel's dead in her arms. And that's where that tale ends. We go back to the real world and Dr. Sela pulls up to this cabin
in the woods,
which looks familiar.
Yeah, it looks just like the cabin from the book. Mm-hmm. Gina and Hank are like, I think we'll go to the bus stop real quick. And she's like, all right, bus stop's just up the road of the block. Have a good night, kids. And yeah, that's where we end this tale. Like, this is Sela. This is the Sela Matters that we will see in a lot of issues where she is there to help,
but she's also the evil if they don't.
If need be.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more grim fairy tales.